And similarly, if you could give just one advice, or maybe three or four, to someone who lives a lay life with no intentions on becoming a monk, what would it be? Thank you. Well, you know, if you're looking for, you know, something that's a bit deeper and more sustaining in terms of enjoyment and peace and happiness, then as much as is possible, you know, I just really encourage to make whatever your livelihood and whatever your situation is to start turning to make the Dhamma the center of your life. You don't have to be a monastic, a monk or a nun to make the Dhamma the center of your life. You can have a very skillful Dhamma-centered life with the people that you choose to be with, choose to be around the right people who are going to support that, and gradually let go of the relationships that don't support that, and then just keep on, you know, focusing your life in that way. And the most important thing is really just surrounding yourself with people who are like-minded. If you don't have that support of Kalyanamita, spiritual friendship, then it's very, very difficult.